continue to spare to win the stage. That was his main goal, whereas, you know, obviously Cancellara with Andy Schleck and Evans, they were there to try and get as much time on the other general classification contenders as possible. So there was two races going on in the one break, as it were, you know. Obviously, Geraint was there and he sat on. He didn't contribute towards the break because obviously he'd, ideally, you know, he wasn't going to work to take those guys further away from Brad. Steve Cummins was there and we sent him off in the break so that he could sort of wait and the race would come to him. And so he went and back, waited, came back to Brad and supported Brad as much as he could. And, you know, what with all the crashes and everything else, it was a good day for us, really. You know, Brad gained ground on quite a few of the other GC contenders, lost a bit of time to Evans and Schleck, but overall, I think it was a good day for us.
Yeah, because after the first couple of stages, I think there were some people thinking, well, how on earth is Brad going to gain time back on some of his competitors? I guess you must have known that yesterday's stage was going to be one which was pretty chaotic.
Yeah, it was always, I mean, you know, at this moment in time in the race, people look at positions and they think, wow, you know, how does that work, you know? But actually, if you look at the time gaps, they're not that big at the moment. So it can be quite misleading because the time gaps become, you know, seconds have become minutes in the mountains. So whereas the overall standings at the moment are, you know, the sort of key contenders are starting to move slowly up towards the top. The amount of time, you know, 30 seconds, a minute here and there doesn't really make that much difference at this moment in time. And I think the real race will start once they hit the mountains.
Now, it's been a pretty brutal 3 days, certainly the first 3 days, and I think everybody's come through with some forms of grazes and bruises and things. Is everybody still feeling okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of bike racing. Obviously, the guys are used to crashing. But on the other hand, Simon Gerrans in particular had a particularly nasty crash yesterday where his he fell, but his cheek hit his pedal. And we thought he'd got a compound fracture of his cheek, but he went to hospital, was x-rayed, and he's okay. He started again this morning. He's got a beautiful black eye. He has some stitches in his cheek, and he's damaged his shoulder quite badly. But it's tough guys, you know, and Simon started this morning. We just had some reports back that he's actually been, there's a doctor in the race, you know, a team doctor, who drives one of the cars just behind the lead car, and he's been back there getting quite a lot of attention. This morning in the early part of the stage, he's pretty uncomfortable. But he's a tough guy, and I'm sure he'll see this stage through.
And what about kit? I guess you've got through a few bikes and other bits and pieces as well, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely, you know. So, wheels. We haven't done too bad, in all fairness. I mean, you expect to puncture and have wheels. But I think we've probably had below average punctures and any kind of real damage. Brad damaged one of his bikes early on in the second stage. But in the main, we're doing okay on kit-wise. No more than probably under the average, really, in terms of usage of kit at the moment. So that's pretty good on that side.
And so Geraint Thomas's white jersey is fantastic. His second place on GC is fantastic. Is that a bonus, or is that something that you had a sneaking feeling that he could do quite well on that early part of the race?
We did have a sneaking feeling, I must admit, because he can ride a good prologue, which he did. And then, you know, on those, the last 2 days, I mean, certainly the Ardennes type day, day before yesterday and yesterday, you know, Geraint has proven that he can ride those types of courses pretty well. So it was always in the back of our mind that he might be able to, you know, sneak into that white jersey, which he has done. And, but, you know, to be second overall is quite something. He's in a rich vein of form at the moment, Geraint, and he's riding really, really well. But ultimately, his job is he's here to help Bradley, you know, so he's completely committed to Bradley's cause. So we won't try and defend that position. We won't try and defend his jersey at all. So so he can enjoy it while it lasts.
From your point of view, you've spent a couple of years building up to this point. How are you enjoying it? Can you enjoy it?
I'm not sure if I do enjoy it, to be honest. I try and enjoy it, but, you know, I'm a thinker. I think about things a lot. There's a lot of banter around the team. There's some very funny guys on the team, so that's fun. And we get up early. You know, Shane Sutton and myself tend to get up early and go out on a bike, which is you know, sort of, I don't know, 6:30 till 8:30. Get that out of the way. So that's always good. But when it comes to the racing, then it's my job to try and keep an eye on everything, and I get pretty focused on that. But it's brilliant to be here. You know, it's what we like doing. So, we're enjoying every moment as much as we can.